Check, check, check. Hello, listener, and welcome to the Orange Podcast. If you are listening, just know that there, of course, were some audio issues. But, you know, that's the learning experience that we're going through. So this buttery smooth audio will not be what you're hearing in the remainder of the podcast, and I apologize for that, and we'll fix it next time. But that's the point of this podcast, and the point of my vlogs and everything is just, you're going to mess up, you're going to do things incorrectly, and you just roll with the punches and you keep going, and that's what we're going to do. So I'm just hopping in real quick at the beginning here to warn you guys that I'm not using my microphone in the podcast. I'm using, I don't know, a webcam microphone or something. It's not bad, but it's just not top-end quality, you know, like you would get with this. But anyways, I hope you guys enjoy. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll see you next time.
Mic check, 1, 2. Mic check, 1, 2. Check, check, check. Check, check, check. All right, I think we're ready to go. Welcome, everybody, to the inaugural? I think that's right. Inaugural podcast. Oh boy, I picked a wrong time to forget how to speak. Oh, starting off great already. Welcome to episode 1 of the Orange Podcast. Why is it called the Orange Podcast? Well, because I say the color orange like this, orange. And that doesn't sound weird to me. And you know what? If you think that sounds weird, then you should probably listen to this podcast because I probably say a lot of stuff weird. For example, I said podcast, I'm pretty sure, at the very beginning of this podcast, so we're off to a great start, already on brand. So if you're following along with my my vlogs and stuff on YouTube, then you'll know that this is not a high production podcast. In fact, I pretty much started this podcast yesterday. So there's going to be some kinks and there's going to be some stinks. And what I mean by that is there's going to be a lot of problems. And I don't really know where this podcast is going to go, and I don't have a real theme for it in terms of topics of conversation. It's just going to be a more conversational type of thing, and we can talk about whatever. I'll talk about anything. I mean, you guys can probably even ask me questions if you want. Eventually, I'm going to be live streaming this on Twitch while recording it, and then you can leave comments on YouTube or whatever. I don't really know what the podcasting sites are or if you can even leave comments on those. I don't know, but we're going to figure those out. good thing that I don't know anything about podcasts, and I'm doing one. Great. So it's called the Orange Podcast. And I like the way that it sounds, and that's why I picked that. And also to poke fun at the fact that I say stuff weird, and I want you guys to get used to that. So I put it right in the title. I want you guys to know straight up, I don't know how to speak correctly, and I don't know how to read correctly, and I don't know how to do most things correctly, and so I put it right in the title. I don't know how to speak, and I don't know how to spell, and I don't know how to read, and this is barely even an orange-colored thing, so apparently I'm colorblind too. So I can't really do too much right, but put it all in the title, put on the logo, I'm airing all my laundry. I'm like Eminem in 8 Mile. I'm airing all my laundry. This is all the stuff that I can't do. Now you can't attack me. Okay? All right. Moving on. So like I said, I started putting this podcast together literally yesterday. Now if you're thinking to yourself, well, that doesn't seem like a good idea. I feel like a podcast probably takes a little bit of time to get everything together and stuff. You'd probably be right. But I would counter that argument with, that's not what I did. So we're here, and this is day number 2 of day number 2 of attempting to do a podcast, and we're making our first podcast. This will be live tomorrow. This will be up on YouTube and hopefully all the different podcasting places tomorrow, hopefully. But for right now, we're just on here. We're just gonna record for now. But things are gonna go wrong, and one thing straight off the bat that will probably go wrong is the camera that you're looking at if you're watching the video portion of the podcast. It is notorious for cutting out. I'm not sure what's going on with it. The way that I have it set up, I can't figure out what's wrong with it, but inevitably at some point it'll probably freeze and you'll still be able to hear me, but my face will probably be something like this. And you'll have to watch the actual video podcast to see what face I made, and I guarantee you it's a pretty good face. So I would check that out if I was you, and also leave a like and comment and all that stuff. So my camera will probably go out. Not sure if the audio is actually correct, and you know what? This is why you do tests before you start actually doing the live recording of the podcast. And you know what I did? Not that. So guess what? There is strike number, 7 against me right now, so there's going to be a lot of stuff wrong, but we're going to carry on anyway. So there's no themes, but I want this podcast to be funny, I think. I don't really fancy myself a super serious person, and I think that if I'm going to be talking for, let's say, an hour or so every week, I'm not going to be able to, like, put on a front. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to be able to, like, impress people with like all these super important topics of conversation or anything like that. I'm just going to be myself and I'm just going to be goofy and we're just going to talk about whatever it is that comes to my head that week or that day or that instant, really. I'm sure I'm going to be doing a lot of rambling. That is the goal of the podcast, to do a lot of rambling. Let's start off with one thing that I've been thinking about a lot for a while, and that is the fact that people can't drive. People really can't drive. And I feel like most people out there are like, wow. Like right now, they're like, wow, I totally agree with you. People suck at driving. And guess what? Probably half of the people that are thinking that right now, you suck at driving. You guys all suck at driving. Guess what? I'm good at driving. And before you go saying, oh, you probably are bad at driving, no, I'm very good at driving. I drive safe. I drive responsibly. I drive the speed limit, maybe slightly above the speed limit, but not excessively. I don't drive excessively under the speed limit. I stay within the lines. I use my turn signal. I use all of the appropriate signs that I'm supposed to use while I'm driving. I'm a good ass driver. And you know what? My car insurance rate speaks to that. Now, there are people out there right now that are probably listening that are thinking to themselves, you know what? I'm just like him. I'm a good driver. Mm-mm. No. And here's why. Actually, I'm gonna give you my two biggest pet peeves while driving, and everyone probably has some degree of road rage a little bit. Here's the two things that annoy me the most. Number one, actually, I'm not sure if there's an order to these. There's two of them, not sure if there's an order, but one of them is you know what, there is an order. I'm going to go number two. Number two is people that drive on the highway or the interstate or whatever you want to call it. They drive in like a two-lane highway two-lane highway in the left lane, and they don't pass anybody. Oh my God, that is so annoying. But here's the real problem with it. It's when you don't pass people that are also going slow on the right. And if you're in the left lane and going slow, left lane is the passing lane. If you're not passing the people on the right, if you're going the same exact speed limit as the people on the right, you're doing it wrong. You're a bad driver. I don't care if you're a safe driver. You're a bad driver. You're not driving correctly. You shouldn't be allowed to drive. That's all I'm saying. You shouldn't be allowed to drive if you don't pass people in the left lane. At least, I mean, you don't have to be going 90 miles an hour. But just pass people. It's not that hard. You know what I mean? The number two person, or the number one person, I guess, that is all-time least favorite driver would have to be the people that don't use their turn signals. Oh my god. That, if you don't use your turn signal when you're like switching lanes, you should be able to be legally T-boned, or I should be able to ram into the back of you if you not even cut me off, but you just get into my lane. If you just coast over into my lane without using your turn signal, we as a society should enact a law where the person, if someone's behind you and you switch into their lane without using a turn signal, that person gets your wife or your husband, I guess, whoever's driving. And if you're single, then they get your mom and or dad. They just get them, and they can do whatever they want. And you know what I would do to their wife or husband or mom or dad? I would just slap them in the face. You raised your kid terribly, parent. You raised them terribly, and I would just give them a couple slaps in the face and then scoot them on their way, tap them on their butt. All right, go teach your kid. You know what I'm saying? But if it was a husband or a spouse, I'd be like, stop that. You make them do good stuff. Slap them. Go do good stuff. And I would do that repeatedly, and we should have this law where you get their wife or their husband or their parents, and you can slap them in the face lightly, but enough to get the point across that they failed. They failed, and they need to fix their failures. They need to fix what's wrong, and what's wrong is the person driving. Another idea that I had was that, let's say you're on a three-lane highway, or let's say you're on a two-lane highway, and the person in the left lane isn't passing people. I think that we should rebuild all the highways to be three lanes. And you might be thinking, oh yeah, that'd be nice, because then the right lane's slow, and then the middle lane's kind of like medium speed, so you got those people that would normally be in the left lane, now they're just in the middle lane, so then the fast people can be in the left lane. No. Nope. Mm-mm. See, here's what happens. The left lane, the leftmost lane, is just bumper cars. Only bumper cars allowed. Not the actual bumper cars, the type of car. Literally, I guess the proper terminology would be like car derby or something. I think that's what it's called, like a car derby. But you would just, if you had road rage or you had something where the person in front of you wasn't driving fast enough, they weren't passing anybody, or they get into your lane without using your their turn signal, or whatever the case may be, you can just ram them off the road, and that's totally kosher, you know what I mean? And that's totally fine and totally legal, because that's the bumper car lane. Or maybe we can call it like the Super Mario lane. The super lane, for short, you know what I mean? Don't get in the super lane unless you know how to drive. And guess what? There wouldn't be a lot of people in the super lane. I'd be in the super lane because I know how to drive. Not many other people would be in the super lane, and that's why I think we should have the super lane. So you can contact your local legislator, your local politicians, to see if we can enact this law in the U.S. I mean, We'll start with the U.S. That's probably the easiest. We can get this going all over the world. I know that we have people that'll be listening from all over the world, and we can get this going all over the world. But it's something that I'm very passionate about, and I think that we need a super lane so that we need a super lane on our super highways so that we can actually have good drivers be rewarded for their good driving. And I think that I'll benefit a lot from that, and probably society as a whole. There would be a lot less road rage, I feel like, because the people that would normally be the ones having road rage, they would just drive in the left lane, and if anything happened to them that they felt like they would have road rage, they would just ram people off the road, and then everything would be fine, and you know what, everything would be fine in the end, because everyone would get from point A to point B totally unharmed because of it. You know, there would be no more road rage, and I think it's a good idea. You know, if I ever run for political office, that'll probably be the main thing that I push for with my agenda, the super lane. It's like the HOV lane, only much, much better. I feel like road rage gets a lot worse in the summertime, probably because everyone's hot and irritated. Everyone's just like, I need to get home into the AC right now. When I was in high school, my car didn't have air conditioning, and it had black leather seats. It was a big-ass Jeep Grand Cherokee, really old Jeep Grand Cherokee with big black leather seats, big old black, strong black, you know, massive girthy leather seats. And oh my gosh, it was terrible. If I got stuck in traffic in the middle of the summer, oh my god, forget about it. I would park under if I was stuck in traffic, and if I was on the highway stuck in traffic and there's like bridges and stuff, I would park under the bridge in the shade, and like the traffic would keep moving for like 100 feet or like 10 car lengths. I would let go, and I would just sit there, and people behind me would be like, oh my god, this guy broke down. He broke down. He had to have, because he's not moving. He hasn't moved in 20 minutes. And then I'd be like, all right, we get to the, we're up at the next bridge. All right. And then I'd go up to the next one, because, oh man, it was so hot. You would just be baking in there. I think that's like a big cause of road rage, I feel like. The worst traffic that I've ever been in with like road rage and stuff was probably DC, Washington DC. That place is like a whole nother, like, it's not even like an, it's like it's its own world, dude. It's not a real place. Like, the people there are like not even real people. They're like little ants or something, like little worker ants that are just like, we need to be working at all times, and we need to contribute to the colony. We must find food. We must spread the queen's seeds everywhere. We must. Dude, the people in DC are so uptight. It's crazy. Like, every time you see, every time I would be driving to work, I'd be on the beltway that, like, surrounds the whole city. Like, the city is in the middle, and then there's the beltway, which is just a gigantic, like 4 or 5 lane highway in each direction the whole way around the city, for, like, quick access all the way around it. But you'd be on that, on the beltway, and oh my god, like, first of all, if there was any inkling of inclement weather whatsoever, the whole thing would shut down. And it already would half shut down anyway every morning, because just from rush hour itself. But it, I'm not even kidding. If there was a drop of rain, if there was a, imagine the lightest, not even rain, just the lightest sprinkle, a mist, like somebody left on their, like, their sprinkler system for in their yard, and it accidentally was like, and like accidentally shot over the giant highway walls and hit someone's car. Dude, that was it. That's all that's needed. That's it, dude. That's it. And then you're in an hour of traffic, like, or even like a little bit of fog. Like, I remember it wasn't even like fog where you can't even see. It's just like, oh, there's fog. I can't see for like two, like, I don't know how far the human eye can see, but like, let's say you can see like 2 miles in a straight line or whatever. The earth is flat. What? Let's say you can see 2 miles in a straight line and there's fog, so you can only see like a mile and a half or something or whatever. It's like, oh, there's fog. That's cool. This doesn't change anything for having to drive because I don't have to see a mile and a half into the distance, but I can tell that there's fog. In DC, shuts down everything. Everyone's like, holy crap, what is, the mist is coming. The mist is coming for us. We need to be careful or else we're going to die. It was the craziest thing. And actually, I remember one time, there was literally, it literally didn't even rain. There was like morning dew. Like, you know what I mean? Like, if you wake up in the morning in summer and the grass is a little bit damp because like overnight just like condensation or whatever like built up on the grass, that happened. It wasn't even raining. There was morning dew on the road or on the ground or whatever you want to call it. It was like barely damp. Whole city shut down. Whole city. Not there was normal everyday rush hour traffic. The city was shut down from morning dew. Don't even get me started on things like hail or, God forbid, snow. It was insane. That was by far the worst place I've ever been to, and obviously I've ever lived, that when it came to traffic and stuff, it was absolutely atrocious. Probably the worst drivers too, because of it, I feel like, because all the people there are so uptight and they're just like, I need to get from point A to point B as quick as possible. And I need to go 10 miles. But if I weave in and out of traffic and switch lanes and cut everyone off and go 0 to 60 in 2 seconds and then slam on the brakes because there's traffic and then switch lanes and then go over here and do it. Like, you know what I mean? Just like driving crazy reckless. If I can do all this stuff and it shaves 30 seconds off of my time, I got to do it because I got to get there 30 seconds faster, even though the combined trip is going to still be an hour long anyway, but now it'll be just an hour instead of an hour and 30 seconds. It's like, my God, dude, like you're not going any, like, but it's like so many people like that in that mindset where it's like, I need to get from point A to point B as quick as humanly possible, and I don't care how I do it. You know what I mean? It was so weird. But I never, like, I don't think I was ever, like, I've been in the car with people when they're bad drivers and stuff, like, but I don't know. I think probably the worst driver, okay, the worst driver that I've ever been in the car with was actually like, I don't think it was an Uber. I don't think there was Uber back then when I was doing this, but I was living in Rome at the time, and we took like a cab or something. Yeah, I don't think it was an Uber. I think it was just a cab. So we went out drinking and stuff to the bars, you know, nothing crazy. And then we're coming home and we took a cab home. I don't know why it wasn't a normal thing. We usually took public transit. I don't know if it was too late to do that, or if we were pampering ourselves or whatever, but we were like, all right, we're going to take a cab home. So we're taking a cab home, and I don't know if this guy was from Rome and he was Italian, or if he was like from somewhere, like an immigrant from somewhere else. I can't even remember, but oh my God, that was, besides the car accident, the one like serious car accident that I've ever been in my life, that was the actually in the car accident, I felt safer than in this taxi ride. This dude, I thought I did something wrong, or I thought he did something wrong. I thought I was in a movie, dude. It was insane. We're going like 70 miles an hour through the streets of Rome. Not on like, you know, the Autobahn or something in Europe. Like, through the streets of Rome. We're going like 60, 70 miles an hour. Flying down these tiny ass roads and stuff that are made in like 1720 or whatever. Some of them were cobblestone roads. Like, in the areas where they're trying to, like, preserve the historic feel of like, the atmosphere in that area and stuff, they left the roads cobblestone. So we're going 60 miles an hour over cobblestone. We're just like... And we're in, like, a little, like Volkswagen Jetta or something. Like, I don't even remember what it was. But, like, some tiny-ass car. We weren't in, like, a tank or something. Like... And we're just taking these turns, and we're passing people. We were passing people in a single lane, like, road through the city. It's a one way this way, going straight, and a one way going the other way, so two lanes. But really, it's just a one lane road, and we're going. Flying past people, passing people in the left lane in oncoming traffic. He was going into oncoming traffic to pass people. And I'm not even kidding. I looked out the window for a second because he looked in his rear view for a second. He looks in his rear view mirror. And I thought he was looking at me or, like, the people that I was with at the time, like to see. I thought maybe he was, like, on, like, a game show or, like, a Italian game show. Like, let's see if we can pick up tourists and scare the shit out of them. And he was, like, checking for our reactions to see if he got us good or something. But he's, like, checking in his rearview mirror and stuff. And he's, like, looking around. He's like, oh, and he like mumbles something to himself. I'm like, what? Oh God, here we go. We're on punk or something. So I'm like looking around for cameras and stuff, and I'm looking outside. I'm like, what the heck is going on? And he is, he's rolling down his window, and I'm like, oh dude, either we are on punk or we are abducted. We're abducted. We're probably abducted. Realistically, we're probably abducted. And he takes out from his glove compartment, I don't know why this was in there, I don't know where he got it from, but he took it out of his glove compartment, a banana peel, just a banana peel, no banana inside of it. I guess he ate it already, takes out a banana peel, throws it out the window, car behind us, crashes. We were in fucking Mario Kart the whole time. At least, now, let me backtrack here. I was pretty drunk at the time, but that's how I remember it, and I'm sticking to it. It was the wildest thing. Like, we probably should not have survived. It was that crazy. But hell of a story, I guess, and apparently we got home safe, as far as I know. I don't know. Maybe I'm like a clone or something. I don't know. Who knows? But That was the worst driving experience that I've ever had, for sure, I would say, because all joking aside, that was the closest I've come to probably pooping my pants as an adult. And let me tell you, I have a very strong butthole, so if I'm close to pooping my pants, that's saying something, because I keep it tight. I keep it tight. So if I was close, then that's pretty crazy. But yeah, surprisingly, the roads in Rome, I would say, the roads that are hundreds of years old, or thousands of years old, I guess, I would say that they are in better condition than the roads in D.C. That's another thing about D.C. that people don't know. Probably the worst roads that I've ever driven on in my entire life in terms of like the upkeep of them. For whatever reason, they just don't spend the money on roads or whatever. And they just don't keep up with the roads, and it's pretty terrible. Now, I lived in Philly for a while, and Philly has, like, not great roads, but, you know, every city is going to have, like, potholes and, like, you know, whatever run-down roads and stuff, but like, D.C. is, like, a second, like, not a third world country. I'm not one to exaggerate or embellish a story, but D.C. is pretty much a second world country when it comes to road conditions. And also driving skills, apparently. But yeah, so probably the worst driving experience that you can have from like a whole city's standpoint that you can have, in my opinion. Now, I've also been to Dublin before. Dublin twice, actually. And I have some stories. I have some stories from Dublin. Maybe I'll get into them sometime, but that would probably be a nice place to drive, because that was the cleanest city I've ever been in. Like, at least the touristy areas. I'm sure there are not great parts of Dublin. There, you know, there's not great parts of every city in the world, but like the main downtown part of Dublin, like the main touristy part, was spotless. Like, it was insane. It was like weird. It was noticeably weirdly clean. Like, there was no trash. There was no, like, no leaves. There was no graffiti. There was not a single piece of gum or a single cigarette butt on the ground. It was the weird. It was surreal. I thought, like, it was so weird. So driving there would probably be cool, because the roads in that area were pristine. You know, that'd be pretty cool. But anyways, so that's my little spiel on driving. Everyone thinks they're a good driver, but in reality, I'm probably one of the very few that actually is a good driver. So everyone out there, get better at driving, okay? All right. Do you guys think that we should have, like, I just thought of this right now, but do you guys think that we should have, like, a... like, you have to retake your driver's license test or whatever, because some people think that, like, you should have to retake it, like, every 5 years or every 10 years or something like that. I don't know where I stand on it, but there's a compelling argument there. There is definitely a compelling argument there. Like, there's a lot of... And obviously... if, let's say, like, this became a law where every 10 years you had to retake your driver's test to make sure that you're actually capable of driving, like, obviously this most greatly affects the elderly, and that's kind of the point of it in from the standpoint of the people that want that law, because they're like, oh, there's so many elderly people out there that, you know, that aren't good at driving. And I feel so bad laughing because, like, oh man, there are so many, like when I'm driving and I'm on the highway, like if I'm driving on the highway and I see somebody that's going like 50 on here, or like 45 on the highway and the speed limit's like 55, I'm like, ah, we found one. We found another one. But like, I don't know. How are they gonna like get to the store and like all that stuff? And, you know, that'd be tough. That'd be tough to do. And like when I get old, I'm not gonna wanna not be able to drive. Although by the time I get old, autonomous driving is probably gonna be, you know, probably gonna be flushed out by then. In my opinion, it seems pretty good already, so, you know, tack on another 30, 40, 50 years or whatever, and that should be flushed out pretty well. We're not gonna be doing anything. We're just gonna be like, we're just gonna control everything with our voice, with Alexa, and we're just gonna be like, Alexa, take me to Walmart. Take me to the Apple produce store, because in my dystopian future, Apple owns everything because they're already worth $1 trillion, so they just expand out into every market for every single thing, and they just own the entire planet, every single market of every kind. I guess it wouldn't be Alexa, it'd have to be like, Alexa, take me to the Apple Pantry store. Your iChair would take you to your iCar automatically, because it's like on like a little like it's on like a Segway. Roger that. We are taking you to the Apple store. Actually, I guess everything would be delivered to you by then via the iDrone. I don't know. I trust autonomous driving. I get why people don't like it. It would be weird. I've never done it, but I would be scared. I would be scared shitless, and I trust it. You know what I mean? Like, I know for a fact that computers can do things better than humans, but it's still, when my life is on the line in a car like that, it would still be scary, you know? But I know that a computer has way better reaction times than, like, humans and stuff, but, yeah, I don't know, man. I don't know. It would still be funky. I definitely want to do it at some point. I'm sure I will at some point in my life as it becomes more mainstream. I'm sure, you know, once it becomes more mainstream, I'll be able to more easily do it, but I don't like the backlash that it gets, cuz like somebody got ran over by one of the autonomous like self-driving Ubers or whatever. It was like some young girl. I saw the video of that. Super sad, but like, I mean, a human wasn't going to do anything about that. You know what I mean? Like, the video, I'm not going to show it on the podcast, but the video, it's like a girl crossing a, not a busy street, but it looks like a pretty main street, because the dude's going pretty fast. The car's going pretty fast, and there's a dude in the driver's seat, but he's just chilling because the car's driving himself. And in the Uber, self-driving Ubers, they still have an Uber driver, just in case, like, the whatever shuts down or, like, malfunctions. See how well that works. But like a just in case, and I guess to make people feel more safe and ease into it or whatever. But you know, they have a driver in the driver's seat. But you can't physically stop a car fast enough in some cases. And in this case, sorry, a rocket ship just took off outside of my house. I'm not sure if you guys could hear that, but in this case, this younger girl is like, she's like crossing this really main street looking thing, and it's like pitch black out, but there's like a couple street lights, I think, but it's obviously like super dark, and she's crossing the street and she's like playing on her phone or something, or like she's just walking across the street not even looking if there's cars and stuff, and the car has its lights turned on. Like, she should, not assume that a car is just gonna stop for her. And, you know, I don't know. I mean, it sucks that, pretty sure she died, and that's the biggest, and that's why, like, people are so, like, against it now. But it's, like, human or computer or Jesus himself was not gonna be able to physically be able to stop that much weight of a car in that little amount of time, because you couldn't see her at all. She had no reflective anything on. You couldn't see her at all until she was in front of the car where the headlights were. You know what I mean? So I don't know. I'm about it. I'm about it, but it would be weird to get used to, but I definitely would get used to it. You know, man, I talked about cars a lot longer than I expected. So we got a car podcast. This is a car podcast now. What else do we got? Yeah, dude, Apple's taking over the world, man. That's crazy. The first ever company to be worth $1 trillion. I looked at a trillion, the number 1 trillion on a piece of paper. Man, that's a lot of zeros. A lot of zeros. Once you see it written out, you're like, oh, that number's how long? That number is how long? How many zeros? I mean, Jesus. I can't even imagine. Like, wow. Absolutely insane. And then, I don't know how they aren't considered a monopoly. Like, I guess because there's so many other giant tech companies out there that make phones and laptops and whatever else, but like, I don't know. I mean, I know they sell a lot of stuff, but man, you'd think that like Google or Amazon would be bigger just because I feel like they just do more different stuff, you know, besides just selling technology products. You know what I mean? But like, that's like Apple's main thing, I thought, was just like selling phones and laptops and computers and iPads and all that. And yeah, they kind of like changed the whole, you know, dynamics of what a smartphone is, and they invented the iPod, which was, you know, reinvented the way we listen to music. I don't know. I guess they've just kind of always reinvented ways of doing stuff. They invented the tablet. They invented the iPad. They created a whole new market for themselves, which, yeah, I don't know. I guess it makes sense, but man, when you see that number written out, 1 trillion, my God, dude. And they paid no taxes. No, I'm sure they paid crazy taxes, but I don't know what. I think they can't spend that much money. Like they've come out and like people have said like they're having trouble like investing their money because they have so much money they can't physically like do much more. Like, you know what I mean? Like, they can only buy so much stuff and, like, invest in so much stuff. I don't know, man. It's crazy. They should just give all of their stockholders, like, 100% dividend. You know what I mean? Like, just give it all to their stockholders, who happen to be me, partially. I'm trying to get my affairs in order. That makes me sound like I'm dying. I'm not, that I know of. Probably am, but not fast, not quickly. I don't plan on actually dying for many years, but I'm trying to get my investments in order. It's something that I've always loved business and stuff. I went to school for business and stuff, and it's something that I've always loved doing. And investing is kind of part of that. And I don't know, I love investing in the stock market. And obviously I bought, some of you guys know, I bought a house that's kind of like half where I live, half investment property that I'm trying to fix up a little bit and then hopefully gonna sell later and stuff. And I don't know, man, it's just fun to do. It's just like it's like a puzzle, you know what I mean? Like, I don't even care about I want to make a bunch of money to the point where I can just live comfortably, and I'm close to that right now. I mean I don't want to say that I want to, like, I'd be totally content making just a little bit more money, because I feel like, you know, if I make X amount of dollars now and I make X plus 10%, if I would be happy. Does this make sense? That's me simplifying. Doing great, Shanti, doing great. I don't want to say that if I made just a little bit more money then I would be happy, because I feel like once I got used to making that little bit more money, then that becomes the norm, and then I would still, like, want to make a little bit more money than that, you know what I mean? But yeah, I mean, I'm close to living happy right now. I just wish I had a little bit more money to do some more traveling and stuff, which in reality, I could travel if I wanted to. I would just have to cut back in other areas, like not buying so much, you know, tech stuff and camera equipment and all that stuff. I mean, the camera rig that I use, now I'm not buying one of these every year, obviously, but I bought a camera rig that's like $2,000 or like whatever, like $2,500 or something. That's like a trip to Europe, you know what I mean? That's like a week in Europe that I could have had for, you know, but I chose to get a camera instead. And, you know, I don't know, stuff like that. I guess, I mean, I always say how fortunate I am to be in the position that I am and stuff, but, you know, I don't know what it is, but there's like a threshold in America where, oh, I guess it would depend on the city that you live in, or like the area that you live in, but there's a threshold where if you make like, I don't know, $50,000 a year or $100,000 a year or whatever, I don't know what it is exactly, but there's like a threshold where you make like, let's just say $100,000 a year. You make, and I don't make anywhere near that, but if you make this much money, then everything else after that is sort of extra, and you can kind of, like, it's like measurable what the threshold is for like stable living without having to worry too much about bills. And then after that, you kind of don't have to worry about anything, but like you're doing pretty well, you know, you're not living paycheck to, you're far from living paycheck to paycheck, and you can get a couple of vacations a year, and you can put a little bit of money away for later, and you know what I mean? And that's what I'm kind of working towards. I'm definitely well on my way for my age and stuff, but I don't know. I just like investing, man. I don't even know how I got on this topic, but it's just fun. It's like a puzzle to me, you know? Like, I want to figure out, it's like a game, you know? It's like, It's like if I, it's like Sims in real life, you know? Like, all right, I got this house. Okay, I own this. Dude, that's the weirdest part about owning a house from, because like when you grow up, you live with your parents and like that's all their house, the house is theirs and that's all their shit and all their stuff and everything that they say goes. And then you move out and you go to like college or whatever, or like you just move out on your own and you get a job or whatever the case may be, and you're just on your own, but you're like renting and it's like, okay, this is mine. I'm renting this, I'm paying money for this, but it's also not really mine, so I can't do anything too crazy to it. Like I can't like knock out this wall or something. You probably can't even like you probably can't even like paint repaint a wall unless like you get your landlord's permission or you plan on painting it back to the normal color before you leave or whatever. But like when you buy your own place, dude, it's so weird. It's like that wall, I don't want that anymore. I'm just gonna tear it down. I'm just gonna bust a big hole in the wall and not feel bad about it. Like if you bust a big ass hole in the wall when you're renting a place, you're like, oh shit, dude. Oh, I'm not gonna get my security deposit back. I'm gonna get slammed with like, I don't know, dude. Oh, dude, this sucks. How can I? Let me put a let me hang a picture in front of it so no one sees it. Like, but like, when you own a house, man, it's so weird. It's like Sims in real life. You're like, oh, I want that wall blue, and I want this one purple, and I want that one red, and I want that one behind me yellow, and no one can tell me shit because this is all mine, 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 mine. it's so weird, dude. I don't know. I don't know what I'm even talking about, dude. But this is fun. I like this. I think I started off rough, definitely, but I'm gonna get better. And that's the point of this podcast. And if you're following along the in my, if you're watching my vlogs at all leading up to this, then you'll know that you know, I've never done anything like this before, and it's obviously like really off the cuff and like you know, I don't wanna say not planned well, but well, yeah, it's not planned well. You know, but that's the point of the vlogs that I've been making. It's just like if you want to do something, give it a shot and stick with it for a little bit because you're gonna be shitty at it at first, you know? When I first started playing basketball, I couldn't make a basket, and I would just practice and practice and practice every day after school and just play all day every day, and then, you know, eventually I was dunking on everybody. Not really, I can't dunk and never could dunk, but if you lowered the rim a little bit, then I could. Actually, if you lowered the rim a lot a bit now, because now I really can't jump, then I'd be good. But I mean, the same's with anything, dude. Anything at all. If you, it, you know, when I look back at my old YouTube videos, I'm like, oh my God, I was insanely bad. I don't know how anybody watched these videos. They were so bad. And I look at my videos now and I'm like, these have gotten so much better. You know? I don't know, man. Like, I used to beat myself up so much for, because I'm such a perfectionist, especially when it comes to stuff creatively. I just want everything because I want everything to be perfect because I want to put out the best product possible for what I feel like I can do or what I envision in my head or whatever. And, you know, to us, obviously you want to try to, you want to put out the best you can, but you can't let your desire to put out the best content or the best project or, let's say, the best fitness goal or the best diet or the best, I don't know, whatever project, any like the best home improvement, you can't let your desire to of perfection to do what it is you want to do get in the way from starting. Get in the way from starting or get in the way of starting? Get in the way of starting you get the idea, though. You can't just not start because you want everything to be perfect beforehand. You just have to start it and figure it out on the way, and honestly, you'll learn a lot faster that way, too. You know, you'll learn on the job, so to speak. You know, you can prepare a little bit for stuff. Like, if you're starting a company, you want to prepare a little bit and get, you know, you don't want to just be like, you know what, I want to invent an alternative for toothpicks, and they're going to be made out of pickles, and they're going to be called Pickle Picks, and we're going to sell them, and I'm going to invest my life savings. I'm selling my house, and we're going to invest my life savings, and that is $200,000, and I'm going to remortgage my house, and I'm making everything into Pickle Picks, and I don't know where I'm going to get them made or how I'm going to sell them or even if there's a market for them or what my business plan is, and I don't know anything, but I want to make Pickle Picks, and I'm doing it right now. That might not be a good idea, but, you know, some preparation is fine, but don't let it get in the way, though. If you want to make Pickle Picks, then make Pickle Picks, but start small at least, you know? But just do it, man. Just get out there and do something that you want to do. You know, I know that there's so many motivational speakers that I see say all this stuff the same exact way as me. And I'm not trying to be a motivational speaker. I'm trying to speak through my experience that I've had. Just start, you know, and maybe it's shitty and maybe it doesn't go well and maybe you mess up. And you know what? You probably will do all of those things, but you'll feel better that you tried, and you'll also get better as you go. And then when you look back, you'll be like, oh my God, that Orange podcast, that first ever podcast was so bad. It was so bad. And I'm sure I'm going to look back at this podcast and be like, that was atrocious. I don't know why anybody watched that. And I look forward to that day, because when I'm 10 episodes in, 20 episodes in, whatever, 100 episodes in, that's a lot. But, you know, when I'm however many episodes in and I look back at this one and I'm like, wow, that was atrocious. Look how great my podcast is now. Then it'll all be worth it. You know what I mean? This is actually a true story. I think it was when I graduated from 8th grade to go into high school, we had a yearbook with a senior quote, not a senior quote, but like 8th grade quote or whatever. And my quote was, I don't know the exact quote, but I'll paraphrase it. And I forget who said this to, but someone will be able to look it up. But it was like, you can't cross the ocean by standing and by like you can't cross the ocean by merely standing and looking at the water, something along those lines. I forget the exact verbiage of it, but something along those lines. And and I believed it at the time, and I somewhere along the way I lost track of that, but you know, it's so true, man. You might build a little raft to try to get across the ocean, whatever your ocean is. You might build a little raft and it might sink and you might have to swim back to shore and dust yourself off. But then, you know, you're like, okay, I built this raft and now I know that I need to use a, you know, bigger, stronger logs or whatever. And then you build a better raft. And then that one gets you a little bit further across the ocean. And then that one breaks and you gotta swim back and then you build a canoe. And then, you know what I mean? And you just keep going, dude. You just keep going, keep dusting yourself off, keep swimming back to shore and dusting yourself off and keep going. But yeah, I think that's about good. I think I'll stop it there. Not quite an hour, but you know what? You get the idea. Give me a break. It's my first podcast, all right? Thank you guys so much for hanging out. I really appreciate it. I don't really have a send-off or anything, but I guess that's one thing that we get to figure out together. Thank you guys so much, and I look forward to doing this next time, next week, same time, same place. Hopefully this gets aired. I don't know. I don't know what I'm doing. But I hope that you guys enjoyed. Okay, bye.